السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سکون دل, رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اشعار سکون دل. وی آر لوکنگ فار سکون دل, فار کنٹینمنٹ آف ہارٹ, ہیپینس آف ہارٹ, اطمینان. فرام دا مارننگ ٹل دا نائٹ دا پرسن از گوئنگ ٹو دا شاپ, ہی از آلسو گوئنگ ٹو دا شاپ بیکاز ہی از لوکنگ فار سکون دل. پرسن ہو رنز اے فیکٹری از آلسو گوئنگ فرام ون اینڈ ٹو دی ادر اینڈ. پرسن ہو گوز to the university to go and study, his future is always get sukune dil. Sukune dil is not kept in the dunya, it's not kept in maal, it's not kept in gunas, in sins, in forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sukune dil is the sole property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Only with the dhikr of Allah and the obedience of Allah, Allah ta'ala gives the person sukun. Agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa paata, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا. If a person doesn't go to the Allah wala and he doesn't do treatment by the Allah, by the Allah wala, by the friends of Allah, by the awliya Allah, for those spiritual diseases that he has, then it's very difficult for a person to suppress his nafs, to control his nafs. That sarkash and that stubborn nafs of his, he necessarily has got to go to the Allah wala and give his hand into the hand of the Allah wala and tell them that here am I, murda badaste zinda. I am here at your disposal, do what you want to make my islah. And point out to me my faults, my weaknesses, my sins. Khuda ki sarkashi se khud kushi hai maal aur daulat mein. خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں. پرسن ہو ڈس اوبیز اللہ اینڈ اسٹبن وت اللہ, ڈزن اوبے اللہ اینڈ ڈز ناٹ گو اکارڈنگ ٹو دا ٹیچنگز آف دا قرآن اینڈ دا حدیث آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دیٹ از ٹینڈ ٹو ماؤنٹ ٹو ڈوئنگ سوئسائڈ ان ویلتھ. اینڈ آن دی ادر ہینڈ وٹ ہی ڈز, ہی اسٹبن وت اللہ, ڈزن فلفل دا کمانڈز آف اللہ, doesn't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only maal and daulat, whether it's halal or haram, bas aane do, hum tayyar hai lene ke liye. Then what happens? That is like making khudkushi, like committing suicide. Kabhi Allah walo se nahi aisa suni. We don't hear things like that happening with Allah wala. They don't do things like that. We hear this all the time. People get a lot of wealth, everything. They've got all the saman of itminan, but they haven't got itminan, because itminan is not to be found in the things of the dunya, in the material things of the dunya. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we find also that that same wealth for which they work so hard, people work, Allah give us also tawfiq. Yes, Allah ta'ala doesn't put us in that position. And we are also, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, that we come to our senses. That in these things Allah ta'ala has not kept our success in the dunya and the akhirat. People have got a lot of wealth, but they haven't got sukoon. They can't sleep until they don't have a tablet or two in a night, sleeping tablet, then they can sleep. Sukoon-e-dil utarta hai falak se ahl-e-taqwa par. If you are ahl-e-taqwa, person who has got taqwa in him, fear for Allah, then you will get sukoon coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, falak se from on top, you will get sukoon coming onto your heart, inshallah. Then Hazrat Allah says, that agar petrol ke manind hota sukoon e dil, agar petrol ke manind hota ye sukoon e dil, zameen mein karke boring isko har kafir bhi pa jata. Every kafir, every disobedient servant would have been able to acquire the sukoon e dil had it been such that you could acquire it by making a borehole and taking out the petrol. If sukoon e dil was something that was contained in the zameen, in the earth, and anybody could have taken it out, and you would have found that every kafir also would have also had sukoon. Every disobedient servant of Allah would have also had sukoon, but it's not like that. You can't get it. It's not available just anywhere. It's available only in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembrance of Allah. Hazrat Wala says, بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل, that that person who does haram romance, haram love, was in a haram way, then you find that that lover, people call him mad. Why? Guna usse sukoon paata to kyun pagal kaha? Because he becomes mad. Every now and again he does this today, that he's that one now, tomorrow forsakes him, and he goes with somebody else. What happened? There is nothing. There is only heartache in that, and there is only disappointment in it. Why would people have called him that he's mad? Bacho gande amal se, amardo se, dur ho jao. Agar ye fail achha tha, khuda patthar na barsata. Keep away, stay away from bad deeds, from gande amal, from stinking amal, and also from doing other wrong things with amrit, with young boys. If this fail and this amal and this deed action would have been nice, then it would have been good. Why would Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroy a whole nation, the people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam? نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذب کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا. That it was not possible for me to tread this path of self-reformation had it not been jazab, had it not been for the grace and for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the attraction of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is only through Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmah and his grace that Allah has given me tawfiq to sit at the feet, to sit in front of our elders like Hazrat Maulana Dawud Barakatuh. میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستانِ درد سے اختر. ہمارے حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ, in most of his bayans he used to tell us that we stay away from haram, stay away from guna, stay away from sins. تو حضرت اللہ علیہ says میں تھک جاتا ہوں, I get actually tired of telling the people the same thing and again, again and again. But what must I do when I see people doing these things? I can't even keep quiet. It is because I would feel guilty not telling the people that they should not do these things. So inshallah I'll read that. Inshallah.
اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں, خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں, کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا, کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا, سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, بدو حکم خدا سائل سجا پھر کیسے پا جاتا, اگر پترول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل, اگر پترول کے مانند ہوتا یہ زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا. بچو گندے عمل سے, بچو گندے عمل سے, امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ. بچو گندے عمل سے, امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ. اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا, اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا. نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا, نہیں ممکن تھا اپنی, نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا. اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا, میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر, میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر, مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا, مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا. میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر, میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر, مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى, اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر, وقال تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم, صدق الله المولانا العظيم. A little muzakara of these very, very special and honorable days that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, and how we can hopefully take maximum benefit from them. These days are just a few days, 10 days, out of which 5 days are gone already. The other few days are left, the 4 days, and then the day of Eid, which is also a great, great ibadat. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand what these great days are, and then we benefit from them fully, and we get the barakat and the anwarat which Allah has kept, and that lasts with us forever and ever. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, wal fajri wa layalin ashr. Allah is taking qasam, Allah is taking oath. And who takes a qasam? If you doubt somebody that he's going to be speaking a lie, na'uzu billah, Allah ta'ala is completely pure. Allah is haq. قُمْ حَقُّ الْمُبِينَ, the truth Allah makes it known. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا, who can say a truer word than Allah Ta'ala? Allah is taking qasam, and Allah only takes qasam of the great, great His creation. We can't take, we are not permitted to take qasam of anything else besides Allah Ta'ala. But Allah takes qasam of His great, great creation. From there we can understand Fajr, the time of Fajr, Fajr namaz, and all the namazes. What a great thing it is that Allah is taking qasam on that time. Also, just as, mashallah, Maulana Rafiq Saab recited in the namaz, when we are in namaz, we are not connected with Allah Ta'ala. Whereas namaz is that fully we should be connected with Allah Ta'ala. And our great, great ulama, buzurgani deen, have made so much effort on namaz. Namaz, their own namaz, they have made effort. But to teach us, they have written so much. They have given bayan so much on what namaz is. So this is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, so that namaz can be established. Iqamat al-salah, namaz can be performed properly. And in namaz, sajda, when a person is the most closest to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, again, we are not there anywhere near. Whereas, if Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the coolness of my eyes, which is proverbial, that means my greatest enjoyment, in which I find the greatest pleasure, Allah has put it for me in namaz. Do we find that? That we find that enjoyment in our namaz. That if we just got some free time, start with namaz. A person who enjoys, from there another point that just made out from the Ash'ar, which Maulana read out, that Hazrat says that if sukoon e dil, if it was possible that you can get that, like by making bore, you bore in the ground and you take out oil from there. So that is really, Allah has kept by and large this share for the non-believers. All this dunya's progress, technology, all that Allah has kept for them. So, if there was in technology, just stretching it a bit, if there was in technology sukoon e dil, then all these people should have lot of sukoon e dil. But we find the amount of suicides they commit, the amount of depression which is in them, all these things. So in that technology, there is no sukoon e dil. And if you take it again from one particular angle, one great thing in which technology has advanced, which we are all involved in, is the cell phone, the smartphone today, is the internet. If sukoon e dil was in there, that a person just finishes his namaz and is looking at his phone. All the time he's busy with his phone. He's busy till late at night, he's busy with his phone. For what he's looking for? Sukoon e dil. But is he finding sukoon e dil? Not at all. No sukoon e dil whatsoever. Lekin dil ki parishani. Dil ki pashemani. That person is like destroyed with these things. And what things are happening? One person just mentioned now that his son in another country, he's got this, he's addicted to what they call it, DA, some disease he has got. He's just all the time involved with his phone. They try and take the phone away, he goes like mad. He starts throwing things at them, the games and all those things. What terrible addiction. And he's a young boy still. But he's suffering terribly from this. So if there was sukoon e dil, should we get all this? And where is it? It is in namaz. It is in deen. It is in these Mubarak days, if we observe the days as we are supposed to. So Allah Ta'ala anyway takes qasam of the time of Fajr. The namaz of Fajr, namaz is such a great ibadat. May Allah give us all, we are very far from it. And we make muzakara so that we can at least realize, understand, and we can hopefully make some starting point at least, that we have to work on namaz. Namaz is not just that we get ready, we come to the masjid, and for unfortunately for many of us, namaz in the sense, our namaz. That we just come for namaz. We just manage to make it here. And our thoughts are not in namaz, anything. And then, as people who have analyzed, they say about easily 90-95% of the ummah is not making namaz at all. Even just the outward postures are not there. And those who are making namaz, ask ourselves, what kind of a namaz are we making? When do we come to the masjid for the namaz? How much attention do we pay? And after namaz, do we like to sit a little bit? Whereas it comes in the Hadith Sharif before namaz also. After namaz, if you sit for a little while, Malaika are making dua for. Allahumma aghfir lahu. Allahumma arhamhu. The Malaika are making dua for us. And we our own duas also, we know what they are. And the Malaika's dua, we can get them easy. There are many other occasions when we can get the duas of the Malaika. So we should try and work on this, that we can get the dua. So anyway, namaz is such a great ibadat. Then Allah Ta'ala takes qasam, while the mufassireen have written, to this extent, that these 10 days are even more virtuous than the last 10 days of Ramadan. Ramadan, what an honorable month, we all know, except as Musallam. What a month of Allah's rahmat. How lot barakat and what favors Allah bestows the ummah with. Doors of Jahannam are closed. The doors of Jannah are thrown wide open. The Malaika are told to leave the other duties and just say Ameen on the duas of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many virtues of Ramadan. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has quoted the hadith that those who keep roza for Allah ta'ala with sincerity. And one of the most easiest ibadat of sincerity is roza. Because you got roza, nobody can see the roza. If you're making namaz, somebody can see you making namaz. You are giving your zakat, somebody can see you giving the zakat. Hajj, the whole world see you making hajj. But roza is such a ibadat, Allah has made it. It is a ibadat of sincerity. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this sincerity on the day of Qiyamah. They will be sitting under the arsh, under in the shade of the arsh of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What a great thing. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he explains it, he says, where there will be, jaha saaya hoga, where there will be shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, waha hisab nahi hoga. No hisab kitab for those people. Or jaha hisab hoga, waha saaya nahi hoga. And where there will be interrogation, where there will be judgment, where there will be, you will be asked for every action. Your smallest, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What is this kitab? Your record of deeds, it isn't even the smallest thing also, it hasn't left off. And اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَ. You read for yourself. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You make your own judgment. Allahu Akbar. What buzurk Allah has put in this ummah. One buzurk says that if Allah asks me to make my judgment, I won't. I'll say, Allah, you make my. Allah is more merciful to us than we ourselves also. When we will see, we will say definitely, such a person condemned. He has to go to Jahannam. But Allah is that great, great, kind, merciful, loving being that Allah will say, go Jannah. So he says that I won't make my own judgment. That also I'll leave in the hands of Allah. Allah is so merciful. So how? So on the day of Qiyamah, where Hisab Kitab is going to take place, Allah save us all. And Allah give us tawfiq regularly. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair should tell us, always make this dua. Allahumma hasibna hisabin yaseera. Oh Allah, take a light reckoning. When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, what is a light reckoning? Just easy, just a little bit. She said, no reckoning. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no reckoning. That Allah will just look at your, go, alright, you go to Jannah. Allah make us amongst those. Allah make us amongst those who will get the arsh, the shade of the arsh of Allah ta'ala. And yes, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi mentioned, these people, the dastarkhan of Jannah, Allah's dastarkhan, and Allah's table will be laid out. What will be that food? They will be seeing other people sweating and sweltering in giving hisab kitab. They will be enjoying what meals they will be enjoying. And there, when you're enjoying those meals, you don't have to worry of indigestion. You don't have to worry of overeating. You don't have to worry of your ulcers. You don't have to worry, I'm a diabetic, I can't have this. That I've got a blood pressure problem. I can't have this. You don't have to worry, I got a toothache. You don't have to worry, I got a head. No, nothing. What a jannat Allah has made. La aynun ra'at, which no eye has ever seen. Out of the question, ولا أذن سمعت. More than what the eyes can see, see, we hear with our ears. People tell you there was this like this, this was like that. That no ear has. And more than that, ولا خطر على قلب بشر. No human can ever dream, can imagine what the ni'mats of Jannah are. When we read in the Quran Sharif, Allahu Akbar, what beautiful ni'mats Allah Ta'ala explains. More details of it in the Hadith Sharif. All that Allah Ta'ala will grant these people. And so what are the ni'mats of Allah? What will Jannah is that place where there are no toilets also. Allah has made it no toilets in Jannah also. So in other words, you won't have the need to go to no napaki in Jannah. No filth and dirt in Jannah, a place of complete purity. And what great enjoyment the people will have there. May Allah make us all of the people of Jannah. And for that, Allah has given us this opportunity. Our opportunity in this world, our whole life is so valuable every moment that we can't afford to waste one moment even out of Ramadan. Even out of these 10 days, this very, very short while Allah Ta'ala has given us to prepare to acquire the Jannah and to prepare to save ourselves. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Yourselves also, your families also, save them from the fire of Jahannam. Jahannam on the other hand, Allahu Akbar. What azab, and all at the same time in different forms will be coming on a person. Allah save us. We can't take a little bit also of these problems of this world. And all the problems of the world put together is not equal to the lightest punishment of the akhirah. So what will be that? At the time of maut, Allah save us. And in the qabr, Allah save us. On the day of Qaypul Sirat to cross. Allahu Akbar. No easy thing. This life of ours is not just to pass time. This life of ours is not just to finish and just finish our time. There is a great, great purpose. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. What do you think? We just created you in vain. For no reason we created you. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ. The whole dunya is created for you. And are you just created for nothing? The whole world is here to serve us. And then we are here to serve Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So anyway, Allah says, Qasam of these 10 nights which are valuable. So valuable that ulama have written, more valuable than the month of Ramadan also. In a hadith, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, there are no other days in which Allah loves that He must be worshipped more than these 10 days of Zulhijjah. Allah just loves that He must be worshipped. And why won't it be so? Do we understand what is this period that we are going through? And what is the history of this period? When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, one man in front of all the whole community against him, his own father against him, his own father maker of idols. Not only the worshipper of idols, but he used to make idols. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, one man stood out against them all. And then when they were going out to make their some ibadat, their worship in their ways, then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, I'm sick. I can't go. I'm sick. Just what are you doing? Worshipping things which you made with your own hands. Those idols you create, made them, carved them up with your hands. What you made and now you worshipping them. That idol, if you make it stand up, it doesn't lie down. That idol, you put food in front of it, the mice, the flies come and eat that food. They can't do it. You worshipping such things, I'm sick of this all. And then he went into the temple when they were gone out and he broke all those idols. When they were asked, investigation, who broke all these idols? They said that we heard one young man there who is called Ibrahim and he was speaking bad about these idols. He is a suspect number one. He is the one that you must have. They asked him, and what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did after breaking all those idols, he hung the chopper around the neck of the biggest idol. So he told them, he looks like the suspect. He's there and he's got the chopper with him. Ask him. Then they knew he can't talk.
What can he do? He can't use a chopper. He can't do anything. Ibrahim alayhi salam explained to them on death, how can you worship these things that can't talk, can't do anything? And then what they decided, punishment for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he must be catapulted into the fire. Such a fire that they couldn't go near themselves, and from a distance they had to catapult Ibrahim alayhi salam. Keep all this in mind as we are, the momentum is working up to the day of Qurbani. In these days which we are in, keep it in mind when we make that Qurbani. Then our Qurbani will have some meaning in it. And not just the slaughtering of an animal. Allah, it doesn't reach them the blood and the flesh of this animal. But Allah wants that taqwa, that spirit from you. Allah wants your pure intention. Allah wants that spirit of sacrifice which must come in you. That you must be prepared to sacrifice for Allah, even to the extent that if you have to give your own blood also, you are prepared for Allah's sake. So anyway, Ibrahim, when they light this fire, huge fire, then they catapult Ibrahim alayhi salam, and at that moment, Malaika Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that I'm here at your assistance. Now they have taken off your clothes, and they're going to catapult you into the fire. Imagine just that it's me, everyone for myself. I'm going to be now be catapulted into this fire. And you get this help, and from who? Pure help from Jibreel alayhi salam. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam and Jibreel alayhi salam says that I've come by the permission of Allah, and I will save you also. He says, doesn't Allah know my condition? And hasn't God, Allah got qudrat over everything? We small little things, and we think we are finding loopholes, and we go away and we don't fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the days that we are going through, where all this history, this muzakara, for all of us, myself, all, that we have it in our mind, what is this Qurbani? What a great sacrifice. Anyway, then they catapult, and when he reaches the fire, at that moment Allah makes it into a garden. As ulama have written, that if Namrud at that time would have seen that the fire was a garden, if it was done before time, he should also have jumped in. But at that, so Allah's help comes. Hatta idha istayasu ar-rusul. When even the Rasuls, they lose hope. Where? Mata nasrullah? When is Allah's help going to come? And Allah's help comes on sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah. A person keeps on sacrificing. Look at the sacrifice of all the Anbiya. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But this is the Sahaba asked, Ma hadhihi al-adahi ya Rasulullah sallallahu. What is this Qurbani all about? Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. The sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is great sacrifice of this time. So anyway, he's now, and it is said for 40 days, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the best days of his life when he was in that, when he was in Jannat. Allah made his Jannat, made his gulzar, his garden, in that fire Allah Ta'ala made it. What is, from here, let us understand the qudrat of Allah. For Allah, there are no impossibilities. In the middle of fire, if Allah wants to make you peaceful, Allah will make you. So today also, as in those ash'ar, today people are worried, people are perplexed, what problem? Whoever you can think of, what problems people have got. But if Allah wants you in the middle of that problem, He will. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, wa asbaha fuad umme Musa fariha. And when she put her child into the water, then Allah says, when she woke up in the morning, her heart had contentment. When Allah wants to, Allahu Akbar, you take your wonderful child which you just gave birth to, who you love, and you leave it to the waves of the sea. You leave it to the all, whatever can happen in there. But Allah now, in that condition, makes your heart completely at ease. What is the qudrat of Allah? So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he comes back, then he decides to leave. He's making now hijrat, and he's going on his tablighi mission to go make tabligh of the deen of Allah, to give them all da'wah. In the process, Allah Ta'ala says, go to Wadi the Wadi, the Makkah Sharif, where nothing grows. And as the poet says so beautifully, where fear was also afraid of putting its feet in. such a place where fear was frightened to go in. There Allah says, go with your wife, Hajira, and leave them with nothing. Just a little bit of the head which cannot last for any time also. And just leave them. And then Allah's command, now leave them and go away. Leaving your wife, leaving a small baby in a place where there is no human being. You don't even see an animal. You see nothing. It is like if we sometimes, Allah save us all, in some eerie, frightening place you find yourself. You feel so uneasy. Where am I? What is happening? We can't imagine what it was there. And then Allah's command comes. This is sacrifice. Allah give us tawfiq. That level is out of the question. But our little sacrifices which we can do, may Allah give us tawfiq. Now Allah's command comes. Leave them alone and go away. And he does not even, how he passes his test. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. When Allah tested Ibrahim, now he starts leaving, walking away. His wife running after him, where are you leaving us? Hey, me and my little child, where there isn't a drop of water here, not a blade of grass grows here. You are leaving us and you are going, and he doesn't turn around. Allah's command is leave now. Can we imagine? This is what this qurbani is that has to come into us. Now he's going away. And then she asked, did Allah command you? He says, yes, again. Now her heart is at ease. If Allah has commanded you, he won't destroy us. But the picture at that time is of destruction. Total destruction. No hope in anything. But that yaqeen inside, Allah won't destroy us. And see what did Allah do on this. Allahu Akbar. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam goes away again on his tablighi mission. From time to time Allah sends him. When the son has grown now, hatta idha balagha ma'ahu, when he grew up now and he became of the age that he could now help his father in his work. This also difficult for us to understand in our times now. In our times, when a child is at that age, he's still going to school. Then he will go to a high school, then perhaps he'll go university, then what he'll do, and then he chooses his own life. Whereas in those days, the minute a child had come to that age, now he was at the age of helping the father. Seeing to the work, and Ibrahim is an old man at that time, desperately in need of the help of his little child. And in fact, before, and even now in some rural areas, we feel that 2-3 children in the house are enough, more than enough. Whereas riches are measured there with the amount of children you got. So more they can do the housework. That house is in prosperity where there are more children and they are doing more housework. And today, if one household has got a lot of children, we look at it as a problem. That how can we feed so many children? Before it was, so in that environment, when Ismail al-Islam just came of the age to help his father now, Allah's command comes, slaughter your son. And not sending one check or giving it to one organization, do our qurbani in India, do it here, do it there. No, but with your own hand, you slaughter your own son. And when the time comes, shaitan comes, and the three places that shaitan is pelted is where shaitan came to Ismail al-Islam. Do you know where your father is taking you? He says that Allah told him to slaughter you. He says, if Allah told, I'm 100% ready. Today, Allama Iqbal, poet of the East, he says, was it the milk of the mother or was it the teaching of the father, the blood of the father, that such a child, a young boy, and he gives this answer, that my father, you just do what you are commanded to do. And when he's about to slaughter him, he tells him that turn my face the other way. If our eyes meet, I love you. You love me. And we don't know what is love as what Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam know, what is love of their children. We are fooled. We think we know what is love. And what is our love? To give them more smartphones, to give them an iPod, to give them games to play on. That is our, we don't know even what is love. They knew what is love, that how to bring the child for eternal success, that he must please Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salam says, turn my face the other way, that our eyes also don't meet, and you can pass the test 100%. And I also can pass the test 100%. Shaitan goes to the mother and says, you know where your husband is taking your child? And he's taking him, he says, Allah has commanded him to slaughter him. She says, if I, the con is made. But they were made, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made from, so how sublime, how delicate everything. So the very throat of Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salam, also very, very delicate, very nazuk. It was just cut easily. The knife is sharpened. The person using the knife is the Nabi of Allah, who has got the strength of how many men, and is putting all his force and might. And so to say, when Ibrahim alayhi salam is slaughtering, but it's not cutting. And he asks, you are not cutting? He says, it's a command of Khalil. Ibrahim alayhi salam is putting his force. But Allah Ta'ala is saying that don't, has given me the command that I must not slaughter. So how can I slaughter? If our yaqeen can come that Allah is the doer of everything. Knife can't do anything. A gun can't do anything. It is all in the hands of Allah. And may Allah make this reality. This muzakara is very, very important to refresh, to strengthen our iman. And then Allah replaces. Here also ulama have written, Allah asks for great sacrifices. But Allah asks for them. Allah wants to see you are prepared. But Allah doesn't take them. Allah gives, he gave Ismail alayhi salam back again. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the ram that came from Jannah, he slaughtered that ram. And another very great lesson. Look, where did this happen? There in Mina. Not Mina of today. And now at the moment, how is Mina? The people on Tuesday or whenever, Monday, they will be going to Mina. How Mina will be full. That was a Mina where there was nothing like this whatsoever. Nobody else was there. Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam. The two of them. But Allah wanted to make that sacrifice which Allah loved so great. Allah made it, gave it publicity in the whole world. Today we want that publicity. Wow, Qurbani, another very, very important thing that Allah give us tawfiq to take note of. We want to video the whole Qurbani. We are taking focus all the time in that sacrifice, this haram desire of ours. And breaking the laws of Allah, that also doesn't come to mind. At the time of making Allah's ibadat, we are filling it with haram also. Now the videos, we know how it carries on, and all, everything is videoed. Ibrahim alayhi salam, no videoing whatsoever. But Allah loved it till from that time, till today. And especially from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the amount of animals that are slaughtered in the world, cows and camels, bulls, buffaloes, sheep, goat, all these are slaughtered by the millions in the world. In Mina itself, how many are slaughtered? And see Allah Ta'ala's system also, how it works. A dog, the female of a dog, when she gives birth, how many little puppies she gives birth to at one time? 7, 8. Quite a few she gives birth to. And a goat or a sheep a day? 1, 2 perhaps. And according to that, so even dogs give so much birth, the world should be filled with dogs. And nobody eats dogs. Nobody slaughters and eats them. But the amount of ordinarily in the world, non-Muslims also, how many animals are slaughtered on a daily basis. And when only 1, 2 they give birth to, so there should have been no sheep left in the world. And when Muslims make qurbani, and the other nations also, they also slaughter animals. When we make qurbani especially, how many animals are slaughtered? So there should be no sheep. But look at Allah's system. When you sacrifice for Allah's sake, Allah, this is what is called barakat. Allah Ta'ala gives barakat which we see with our eyes, our minds cannot fathom or work it out. There should have been no sheep left, no cow, no goats left, no cows left, no camels left. All have been slaughtered, nothing left. And dogs should have filled and infested all the places. But we don't see that happening. Allah's system is working. So Allah Ta'ala made it that qurbani which was done with this 100% sincerity only for the pleasure of Allah. Allah has kept it alive till today. And the world, and then again Allah made that qurbani that it isn't just that you are slaughtering, according to the people of the world to commemorate such an occasion. What should it have been? That there in Mina, you find the statue of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the ram or his son at the bottom, and we all go and see, we pay homage to it. But Allah did not do that. Allah made it a living thing. Every person was slaughtered with his hand. And in the whole world. And Allah made this qurbani for Muslims also and for non-Muslims also. For man also, for woman also, for everyone Allah has made qurbani. Muslims make the qurbani, we slaughter the meat of it, we give it away, and you are allowed to give the non-Muslims. They also have Allah into. So this whole great ibadat of qurbani, Allah made it for the whole world. And Allah made it a living thing, not you looking at a picture that this is how Ibrahim a.s. slaughtered, etc. Or just a dead picture, a still picture. No, living with your own hands you will make it. And according to our weakness, we will spend our 2,000-3,000 rand. We will make our qurbani, get a little bit involved in it, and Allah will accept it also like that. So this is a great thing, this lesson that we have to learn. So these 10 days and 10 nights are in which all this is happening. The Hajj is taking place in this time. The amount of people in Makkah Sharif making tawaf now. The amount of people reading Salatul Salam at Rawdah Mubarak. This is that qurbani that we must bring it alive in us. Not just a matter of slaughtering the animals. During these days, the third kalima is so loved by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Let us read it and let us see, 5 days are gone, how many times did I read the kalima? How much am I reading it? And it is so loved by Allah Ta'ala. By making one tasbih 10 times, or even if we just read it 60 times after every namaz, in a day we can do it 300 times. Whatever it is, we can read so much. And during these times, the name of Allah, Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah, loves in these days that His kibriyai, His honor, His greatness must be called out. Everyone must know Allah is the greatest. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum should go to the marketplace and loudly, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Other Sahaba should also join them. Today we tried, and Mr. All will say, I think he has to go to Med Hospital. As somebody has said rightly, that if the Sahaba saw us today, they will call us Med. And na'uzubillah, if we have to see them and the like they led, we will pass funny comments also. But that was what Allah loved. Radiyallahu anhum. Allah was pleased with them. And they were pleased with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is the type of life we have to bring within us also. So on when we will start on this year, Yawmul Ithnain, Tuesday morning, the takbir, Allah, after Farz namaz is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. This gives a person joy also. Like that, say Allahu Akbar also. During the ninth, read the fourth kalima in abundance also. As much as we can read it. Read takbir also, softly, loudly. Let us read it. If we are shy, just in the closed room, in our own room, but read it loudly. If we haven't got that courage to go outside and read it in front of somebody else, whereas a mu'min should never be shy to speak of the greatness of Allah. So the takbir we call out also. These nights, ulama have written that the nights of Ramadan are more superior, and yet the days are more superior. This is a time when the ibadat of namaz is there in Ramadan also. The ibadat of roza is now also in Ramadan also. Oh, a lot of ibadat, and the ibadat of hajj is also here, which is not in Ramadan. So this also makes it very valuable that what people have sacrificed and gone for hajj. A mother leaving, her hajj has become faras on her. She leaves her little child also. Breastfeeding child also, she is crying, the child is crying, but in the love of Allah, the sacrifices. And the real sacrifice which Allah wants in everything, for everything we are making. We came here for this program, there was sacrifice, otherwise of our time, of our little money that we spend, there was sacrifice. This masjid that we have got, without sacrifice. But what Allah wants, that sacrifice, where the deen of Allah becomes alive in the whole world. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in that one place he made the sacrifice, but 100% for Allah's pleasure, Allah made it alive in the whole world. And then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, billions and billions and billions of durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What sacrifices. When it was at night, when we all want to sleep, Allah's command came, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qumil layl, stand up at night. And how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up, his legs would swell. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam only reached the age of 63. By then already his legs used to swell up. Yeah, your old man, 80 years, now your legs are swelling up, your old lady. But before the age, long before the age of 63, what ibadat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it was day, I stayed awake the whole night. I'll take a catch up on my sleep in the day. Allah's command comes, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa anzir. Stand up and go and warn the people. There isn't a snake coming, there isn't a fire. The great things warn the people of what will happen. So day and night, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prepares a band of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and these Sahaba are of the same caliber also. At night, for Fursanum bil Layl, Ruhbanum bil Layl, Fursanum bil Nahar. At night, they are great worshippers of Allah. During the day, they are on their horseback, and they are going and spreading the message of Deen, and saving people from the fire of Jahannam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, your example and mine is like that. Like you want to fall into the fire. I'm holding you, catching you and pulling you out. Again you want to fall. I'm holding you, catching you and pulling you out. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to save ourselves and our families from the fire of Jahannam. So this is all those great sacrifices. All that must come into our minds. The fast of these days are so valuable. That one whole year's roza sawab we get. And the greatest thing, the pleasure of Allah. Allah becomes happy during these. As many as we can keep. If we can't keep all, as many. If not more, then at least on Tuesday, which will be this year, the 9th, we should try and keep that roza. It's got extra merit and extra virtues. Allah give us tawfiq to keep that roza. At night, if we can't do a lot of ibadat, let us do some ibadat at least. Our namazes with jamaat, all our namazes. Fajr also, Isha also, all our namazes with jamaat. And pray, and we make dua, and we beg of Allah that make me what is called a musalli, what you call a musalli. Not what I think is a musalli, what you call a musalli, a namazi. Make me amongst those people. And whatever other ibadat we can do, those whom Allah gives tawfiq, salatu tasbih, which is filled with subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. One salatu tasbih and 300 times you have read first kalima already. And salatu tasbih for those who are well into the habit, into 15 minutes, less than 15. If not, we haven't got that habit, 20 minutes, a little bit more than 20 minutes, it will take us, in which we have made namaz also, sajda, qiyam, and 300 times third kalima we have read also. How pleased won't Allah Ta'ala be? So these are the ibadat of these days. Also one very important, beautiful comparison, so to say, one great ulama have drawn, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make wudu, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu should not let the water reach the ground. They should take that water full of barakat, the water, wudu water of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How much of barakat. They should take it, rub it on their face, etc. They should appreciate it. May Allah give us also tawfiq to appreciate all the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Maulana Salim Dhaurat Damat Barakatum explained that today Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is not living with us, but his hadith is alive. So in view of the hadith, then don't make a noise. When kitab reading is taking place, give hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, respect it at that time. And he explained that there are those great, great, great ulama. Sick they are, ill, they've got pain. They are lying down. One person wants to come in, hear one hadith, learn one hadith. They wouldn't lie down. They will sit up. They respect the hadith. And when people speak loud in front of the hadith, reprimand them. You are actually raising your voice over the voice of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith is being, Allah give us adab and respect of Quran Sharif, of Hadith Sharif, of all these great, great, honorable things. What? I went off for what Malan Salim Dorat. About the, how the Sahaba, the water of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they shouldn't let it fall on the ground. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif that the Qurbani animal's blood, before it reaches the ground, it is accepted by Allah. So to say, we see it falling on the ground, but before it reaches the ground, Allah has picked it up. Like the Sahaba used to pick up that water, Allah picks it up, it is accepted by me. Allah loves that Qurbani so much, so much Allah loves. And on the day of Eid al-Adha and the 3 days of Qurbani, there is no other amal that Allah loves more than Ihraq-e Dam. They just let the blood spill. And really, if we can, that the blood of our heart spills. They make such sacrifices. We see a woman, we can't take our eyes off. Some bad thoughts come to our mind, we can't remove that thought. At least these small little sacrifices. And for the sake of deen, look at the ulama, what they sacrifice. When we see Imam Saraqsi rahmatullah alayh, who was imprisoned in a well for how many years, and there he dictated the whole kitab from there. What was their sacrifice? And not one throw. The books of pages will get full with the sacrifices of the ulama. Whether it was Imam Abu Hanifa, whether it was Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad ibn Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. What, how much he had to sacrifice. How the people came out and they like humiliated him. Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani, they got naked girls to dance in front of him. They tolerated all this for the sake, and India, where Islam is alive today, had it not been for their sacrifices. Without sacrifice, a person dies, a nation dies. And with sacrifice, a person lives forever, and a nation lives forever. Ibrahim alayhi salam made his sacrifice, and till today, all the qurbani is made. Sunnat of Abikum Ibrahim is the sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah also give us tawfiq to make sacrifices for the sake of deen. And this qurbani, keep all this in mind. And there is much more. Nobody can ever do justice. What these great, great days are, that we also appreciate them and bring that real spirit. وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ Allah wants that taqwa from you. Ulama, right? That sincere intention Allah wants from you. Allah wants the spirit of qurbani. He doesn't want the animal and that. Allah wants that spirit. That if you also have to give your... Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when the desire for guna comes, and every person according to whatever his stage he is in his life, whatever department, the desire of guna comes very strong into a person. Whether it's a young person and he wants to masturbate, for example. He says, I tried for so long, how many hours I saved myself, but then I just couldn't. I just broke down. Hazrat our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if you have to give your life, be prepared to give your life, but I won't break the command of Allah. Only so much you determine, and Allah will take away that desire. That nari shahwa, that which comes into a person, it is Allah is the controller, and the love of Allah will make it go away. And everyone has got all what desires. The cell phone today, don't think it's an impossible thing. With all its evil, if a person makes that firm desire, I can die, and I'm prepared to spill my blood, but I won't see one haram thing. Allah will make it easy for that person. And there are so many people who are doing it, and they stay pure and clean, and what they get from Allah, only Allah. And Allah keeps you alive forever in Jannah finally. With what enjoyment and what pleasure. And if we give in to it, and may Allah protect me, protect us all, our families, and we have to land in Jahannam, Allah, we can't think of it, what that will be. من فوقهم ظلل من النار ومن تحتهم ظلل Allah warns you of these punishments. You will be sandwiched in fire. Yeah, we're putting cheese in the sandwich. We are putting jam in the sandwich. There we will be sandwiched. Allah protect us. Allah protect us all. It's not a small thing. And this Qurbani is a great lesson. It's not an entertainment. Today our hips khatams we have made into entertainment. Everything, walima into entertainment. Nikah and marriages into entertainment. Whole of deen we have made entertainment. If there was anything left, Qurbani, that is also now an entertainment. Now the brides will take place. No parda in the families or anything. Or it's just an entertainment. Videoing the whole thing. Mixing it with haram there. How can we tolerate all this? May Allah give us tawfiq. Realize the great value of these days. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to do the right amal. And Allah accept it from us. And every year may Allah make it. We step up and we come closer to Allah. And we do deen in its proper spirit and how it's supposed to be. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. وآخر دعوانا